thinking of Raymond and Sarah Jane Spruce. I once was lost, but now am found. Amazing Grace.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Billy Summers, a novel by Stephen King. Read by Paul Sparks.
Chapter 1. 1. Billy Summers sits in the hotel lobby, waiting for his ride. It's Friday noon. Although he's reading a digest-sized comic book called Archie's Pals and Gals, he's thinking about Emile Zola and Zola's third novel, his breakthrough, Thérèse Raquin. He's thinking it's very much a young man's book. He's thinking that Zola was just beginning to mine what would turn out to be a deep and fabulous vein of ore. He's thinking that Zola is the nightmare version of Charles Dickens. He's thinking that would make a good thesis for an essay. Not that he's ever written one. At 12:02, the door opens and two men come into the lobby. One is tall, with black hair combed in a 50s pompadour. The other is short and bespectacled. Both are wearing suits. All of Nick's men wear suits. Billy knows the tall one from out west. He's been with Nick a long time. His name is Frank McIntosh. Because of the pomp, some of Nick's men call him Frankie Elvis, or, now that he has a tiny bald spot in back, Solar Elvis. But not to his face. Billy doesn't know the other one. He must be local. McIntosh holds out his hand. Billy rises and shakes it. Hey, Billy, been a while. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Frank.
This is Paulie Logan.
Hi, Paulie.
Billy shakes with the short one.
Pleased to meet you, Billy.
McIntosh takes the Archie Digest from Billy's hand.
Still reading the comics, I see.
Yeah, Billy says. Yeah, I like them quite a bit. The funny ones. Sometimes the superheroes, but I don't like them as much.
McIntosh breezes through the pages and shows something to Paulie Logan.
Look at these chicks. Man, I could jack off to these.
Betty and Veronica, Billy says, taking the comic back. Veronica is Archie's girlfriend, and Betty wants to be.
You read books, too?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?